This is MSO News Sports, and our North Shore Thanksgiving high school football coverage continues here with North Reading football coach Ed Blum. And Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Bill, thanks for having me, and happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you as well, to everyone at North Reading. You guys 5-4, but have won 5 out of your last 7 games as you head into Thanksgiving at Linfield this week. And Ed, let's begin right there. Tell us a bit about how you see this year's matchup with the Pioneers, now 8-2 on the year.
Yeah, I mean, they had a heck of a season. Just a really good job. They kind of beat by a decent margin all the Cal teams, so they had a heck of a regular season, and was fortunate enough to be able to go watch them play Hudson, and they played really competitive against Hudson. They're a tough team. You know, they've got a lot of athletes all over the field. Offensively, their quarterback is really, really good. He extends plays. He's got a strong arm. Their O-line is good size, and they got several receivers. And then defensively, a lot of guys that fly around and make some tackles and make some plays for them. So they're a really good team, and it's a great challenge for us to end the year.
What do you remember about rivalry games with Linfield? There's usually a favorite, there's an underdog, and so on. What do you remember about some of those? What are some of your takeaways of the series?
I've been a part of them for I think now it's 8 years total as on the coaching staff. And my takeaway is every game you seem to have to just kind of throw out the records. Everyone has been a close competitive game, except for maybe one, but otherwise it's always close. It's always competitive. You're kind of getting the best of both teams. Just some of the memorable plays, there was a fumble recovery by D lineman one of the years that, goes to, takes to the house. We won on a missed field goal. Just a bunch of just small plays, but it's always just been close competitive games. We've been fortunate to win some of them. Regardless of records, they just seem to always be good games.
Yeah. I hear this phrase about throwing out the record book, but, on the other hand, I think for historical purposes, I think it's important to retrieve it maybe after the game and hang on to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. that's the cool part about, in my mind, this Thanksgiving. I think the rivalry and just the tradition of it, kind of keeping track of the series. Obviously we played all the Cal teams, but this is really the only one you keep track of what is the win-loss record, and there is a trophy for it. And so in terms of stuff like that, I think, it's a game a lot of kids will remember when they graduate. There's always a play or two here, or just that feeling of playing on Thanksgiving, or as an alumni coming back, and watching it and making that part of your morning routine on Thanksgiving. So there's just a lot of tradition with that. And I think that's the cool part for it, is that this is just another game in the long line that will just be added in history.
Just as far as tradition and things that go on prior to the game, I know the captains have already met and cheerleaders and so on. You've had a luncheon or something or other. What other events happen? Maybe tell me more about that, how the communities do come together prior to the game.
Yeah, I think that luncheon is kind of obviously the big one in terms of bringing together not only the captains, the coaches, cheerleaders, band members. I think the rest of it is more kind of each school doing their thing. So I know, a lot of times, and for us, it's, there are theme days and you're kind of dressing up for it. And then you've got, the pep rally kind of thing on Wednesday. So I think it's more, each school kind of has their thing leading up to it and kind of building it. I overheard that the bands at halftime will kind of do some joint collaboration thing, which is kind of cool. I know where I went to school, I kind of wish this is the case, but it's unfortunately not, that the flag football game, that Powderpuff game, was a game for us when I went, where I went to school, a game between the two towns. Unfortunately for us, it's more of a senior junior game. So it's just a lot of cool tradition stuff that leads up, but it's really just more based on the school.
Ed, I want to take the last couple of questions and have you talk about your team this season and so on. So, you know, we'll get to some player names, but just to, for our listeners, just a quick thought from you or in summary of your team season. As we've talked about a few times, two overtime losses to start the season, and then, as I mentioned a moment ago, rebounded, winning five out of your last seven games. So share your thoughts on the season.
Yeah, I just, you know, for me, that's the first thing that stands out is just the resiliency of this group. You know, I think a lot was thrown at us. You know, it is a younger team, but then, you know, health at times when you're a young and just numbers-wise smaller team, health definitely plays a factor. And the kids kind of responded. You know, I mean, I think after that start, you know, you're going into the bye week 0-2. You never know how the team's going to kind of take control of the season, and credit to the kids. They really took control. They had some, you know, player-led meetings, and you know, their practice habits got better, and you know, kind of turned the season and turned the tide of the season for the better. You know, and then to add to that, you know, barely missing the playoffs, again, another moment where this team kind of had a choice on how are you going to respond to that, and played two really, really, really good games. You know, I think as a coach, you know, you never know what those consolation games will be. And I think for us, in terms of being a younger team, getting two caliber playoff teams was, as much as it might have been frustrating, it, at the same time, it was awesome. You know, I think this is exactly what that group needed, to go against Bishop Fenwick, who, for their own reasons over there, couldn't make the playoffs, and then Winthrop, who lost to Fairhaven, who's now in the Super Bowl. You know, you get to play two playoff caliber teams, and for a young team, there's just so many lessons that they can take away in terms of preparation and competing and kind of really what that level looks like. Just resiliency of this team and their ability to overcome adversity. You know, practices this week, the renewed focus for kind of this Thanksgiving game. You know, some kids getting healthier and coming back. So it's really been a journey. I think it's one that even as a coach, I've learned a lot through and kind of grown from, and I think the players have too, which is huge as if we can carry that forward into the off season and to next season.
And I'm glad you mentioned those last couple of games you had out of the playoffs, because those, you're right. I was noticing those matchups, and that's a great way to finish up the season for sure, leading into the Linfield game for sure. Ed, and a final question maybe is, give us, our listeners, an overview on some of the key players and albeit young players on this year's North Reading team and their contributions.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts, you know, unfortunately, two of our seniors, Corvino and Batten, got hurt throughout the season. So it really starts with the leadership of the, you know, three seniors and on the field, Zach Dimitri, Brandon Ng, and Logan Lamont, just showing these younger guys how to go about it, how to compete, and the younger guys have rallied around them and to their credit. And these younger grades, I mean, this junior class and this sophomore class, we've got so many guys. You know, Tanner Dupreece has been awesome. James Federa, Ryan Lab, James McLaughlin for us on the defensive line has just been such a great surprise and pleasant surprise for us. Antonio Rica, Andrew Taylor, David Tran. A lot of these guys didn't get much time last year, you know, and if they did, they were on special teams. And they've kind of taken full advantage of either starting on one side of the ball or even now two-way starters and going most of the game. And they've just done a fantastic job really growing and embracing those roles. And obviously we got some key sophomores, you know. I mean, at quarterback, Jason Berry, his season for a sophomore has been just really impressive. You know, he's got Gavin Brady at receiver and Otto Indelicato in the backfield with him, another sophomore. And then some sophomore linemen, you know, Zach Morris and C.J. Humber. So we've been very fortunate. I think when you have such a small senior class, the season really is dependent on, okay, what is the caliber of the underclassmen, and are they ready for that jump? And we've just had so many juniors and sophomores who have kind of responded to that call and shown that they're very, very capable varsity players. And it's just been incredible. So we're obviously very excited for the future, but we're really excited for these guys to kind of show their true ability against a great challenge in Linfield.
All right, Coach. On that note, anything else you want to share with us about North Reading football? I was going to say Linfield football, about North Reading football and your team.
No. I mean, you know, just hope to see as many North Reading and Linfield fans out there at 10:30 at Linfield. You know, always appreciate a great crowd for Thanksgiving, but otherwise I just hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving and they're able to rest up and relax and enjoy some family, friends, and football.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, to you and the coaching staff, obviously the families at North Reading football and the players, obviously, have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks so much for your time.
Of course. Thanks, Bill, for doing all this.
Yep. Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.